ABC Radio Australia.
New Caledonia's Indigenous Kanak leaders are protesting an Australian company's bid to take over a nickel mine in the south of the French territory. Melbourne-based New Century Resources hopes to acquire the controversial Gorra mine, but the Kanak leaders want a New Caledonian company to buy out the factory instead. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, the case has highlighted a central issue around mining in the contested territory, and one that some expect will dominate New Caledonia's upcoming vote for possible independence from France.
A small number of mine contractors waving the Kanak flag have been protesting for days at the Gorra processing plant in New Caledonia's south. They've been blocking access and setting tyres alight on the road to the mine. Their strike action follows demonstrations by a coalition of pro-independence politicians and Kanak leaders a few days earlier. They have been protesting a takeover bid from the Australian company New Century Resources, which first announced its interest in the nickel and cobalt mine earlier this year. But it's clear not everyone approves of the move.
The southern factory presents a huge environmental challenge.
Raphael Mapu is a Kanak chief and secretary general of Rebono, an indigenous organization that's been largely against the mine's operations. It's also against the bid from New Century Resources. The Melbourne-based company is looking to acquire the mine's majority assets, which are currently owned by the Brazilian company Vale.
New Century Resources does not have the technical, industrial or financial capacity to support this massive project.
Mr. Mapu says his objection is based on the mine's troubled history. Gorra has one of the largest nickel reserves in New Caledonia, but ever since Vale switched on the processing plant in 2007, it's faced protests and blockades again and again from indigenous landowners. They have protested the mine's environmental impact, taking particular issue with the way its waste and byproducts have been emptied into a nearby lagoon. Last year, Vale assured New Caledonians that it would fund a new recycling plant called Lucy to process that waste in a better way. It promised to finance Lucy even after it had sold off the mine. But Mr. Mapu believes New Century Resources doesn't have the experience to oversee that part of the project. His group wants a New Caledonian business, Sofinor, to own the site. It's a semi-public company that has also made its own takeover bid in partnership with a Korean business.
There's a massive basin there which in 3 years will be full. Vale has decided to start recycling this waste and the company says it will continue to pay for this recycling. The factory simply can't run if we don't recycle this waste properly.
New Century Resources, which operates a zinc mine in the Australian state of Queensland, says it's unable to comment on the status of its bid to take over the mine. In a statement to Pacific Beat, a company spokesperson said it had a strong record of responsible mining practices and a commitment to sharing benefits with local communities. But for Mr. Mapu, there's a further concern over what the issue means for New Caledonia's possible independence.
Countries can't develop or find their financial autonomy if they don't understand how to use their resources. And in this instance, Vale is selling its resources. So we, the supporters of independence, are seizing the opportunity to take control of these tools in order to help develop the country.
New Caledonians vote on whether they want independence from France in less than a month, on October 4th. It's the second of three possible referenda. And questions around New Caledonia's lucrative mining sector are expected to take centre stage. New Caledonia owns about a quarter of the world's nickel reserves, and the mineral is increasingly being sought for its use in electric car batteries. Elon Musk, who's CEO of Tesla, an electric car manufacturer from the United States, issued this plea earlier this year.
Any mining companies out there, please mine more nickel. Okay.
That followed reports that Musk was in talks with the Gorra mine to buy its nickel to use in his cars. Grégoire Asselin is the co-founder of New Caledonia Business, a website that aims to improve regional investment in the Pacific Territory. And he says the importance of mining in New Caledonia has made the sector a hot-button issue for voters.
It's the most divided sector by far. It represents 10% of GDP, approximately 10% of GDP, that's what they say. But in terms of employment, it's a lot more than that. Basically, every family in New Caledonia has a relative working in a mining company. And yeah, there's a lot of interest in play.
And he says, as was the case during the first referendum in 2018, it's likely to become an issue that will split voters.
There's the French mindset, which is, let's leave it to the best bidder. And then the local mindset, which is, let's keep it to ourselves and see what we can do with it.
But for Mr. Asselin, whose website is geared towards improving trade between New Caledonia and other countries in the Pacific, the controversy surrounding the Goro mine highlights the need for New Caledonia to be more open to new regional investment partners.
We believe in regional integration as well. For instance, even on the Vanuatu and Fiji side, because New Caledonia is extremely developed, and they have a lot of competencies to give to companies from Vanuatu or Fiji, which might not have them in their own country. And with Australia, I mean, it's the big neighbor. There's a big opportunity in the tourism sector, which has not been developed or not been well done.
Indigenous and pro-independence leaders are expected to hold another protest at the Goro mine this Wednesday. That's the day before exclusive negotiations between New Century Resources and Vale comes to an end.